Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord, Jesus.
Well, it is good to be here this morning. It's good to have this opportunity once again to study the Word of God. I always look forward to that. I've been really studying the Scriptures a lot lately, and I believe that the Lord has an interesting study for us here today, and He certainly made an impression on me. And I'm going to bring forth what he's been showing me lately. But before we begin, I'd like to pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee for this opportunity to come before you. We thank thee for this opportunity to study thy word. We ask that thou wouldest be here in the hearts of each and every one of us. We ask that thy word would sink down deeply into our hearts and that we would absorb these lessons from thy holy word. We ask that thy spirit would abide in each and every one of us. We ask that thou wouldest give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts that would perceive and understand. We ask this and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The title of today's message is Two Kinds of Fear. And we're going to be looking at two different kinds of fear. And one of those types of fear is actually a type of fear you should have, whereas the other is one you don't want in your life. There are many scriptures in the Bible where we are told to fear the Lord. And of course, that's a good and wonderful thing to do, but we need to understand what the Bible means when it tells us to fear the Lord. Doesn't mean we need to cower in terror before the Lord. It doesn't mean we need to be constantly looking over our shoulders in fear that he's going to smite us. What it means is that we should respect the Lord, show him reverence, and obey his commandments. That is what it means to fear the Lord. And we're going to look at some of the scriptures regarding that concept, beginning with Psalm 111. It's a short psalm, but it's a very good one.
Amen.
Of course, they're all good.
Yeah.
Psalm 111, verse 1, starts out, "Praise ye the Lord." That's good already.
Amen.
"Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright, and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." So that's a short little psalm, but there's a lot in there. And the point I really want to emphasize from that little psalm is that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you don't fear the Lord, in other words, if you don't honor and respect and show him reverence, if you don't obey the Lord, you will not be wise. And of course, we know in other portions of the scriptures, it tells us that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So that's the exact opposite of fearing the Lord. To say that the Lord doesn't exist, well, that's the most foolish thing you can possibly do, and anyone who does that does not have wisdom. But Our wisdom comes from the Lord, and we receive that wisdom that we need to get through this life by fearing Him, by respecting Him, by showing Him reverence, and by obeying Him. I would now like to go through the book of Proverbs. Now, the Proverbs, they were written by King Solomon, who was the son of David. And there's some irony in Solomon's life, because he started out as perhaps one of the wisest men to ever live on the earth. He had a lot of wisdom, and of course that wisdom came from God. Unfortunately, later on in his life, he went away from that, and he actually had, I believe it was 700 wives and 300 concubines, and those wives, they would come to him and they'd say, you know, Solomon, build me a temple for my God, and a lot of times he would do that, and so he lost that wisdom that God had given him. But the Proverbs, they were written while he was still serving the Lord and while he was still wise. And this is wisdom that came from the Lord. And we can glean a lot from these Proverbs. So we're going to look at Proverbs chapter 1 to start. It tells us in Proverbs 1, verse 1, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." So if you want to be wise, it's good to hearken unto the Scriptures and to obey the Scriptures and to obey the Lord. It's only by doing that that you will be wise.
Amen.
To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So we see there, not only is the fear of the Lord the beginning of wisdom, it's also the beginning of knowledge. You know, we really are helpless without God. A lot of people don't understand that. But we can't do anything unless the Lord helps us. And He's merciful. He helps people without them even realizing He's helping them. And you know, when you stop and think about it, I mean, every breath we breathe is a gift from God. And He helps us every day, whether we realize it or not. We can't do anything without the Lord's help. And that's why it's so important that we fear the Lord and show Him respect, the respect He deserves, because without Him, we're nothing. But it tells us in verse 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." You know, some people are like that. They don't want wisdom. They don't want instruction. They just want to do their own thing. And that's not the way we should be. In fact, you know, some people will actually get angry if you try to share wisdom with them or offer instruction. Of course, that's not a good way to be. There's so much we can learn from the Bible and from God. Verse 8, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." Well, how about that? It's actually admonishing children to obey their parents. And of course, we know that God is our heavenly Father, and we need to be in obedience to Him as well. "For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, 'Come with us, let us lay wait for blood,' Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our house with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. So what we see here is a little bit of peer pressure here. Got the wicked people trying to draw you into sin, but we need to resist that. Don't fall for it.
Amen.
You don't want to do that. You want to fear the Lord. You don't want to follow in their evil paths. My son, walk thou not in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. We never want to be greedy. Sometimes the Lord chooses to bless certain of his children with good things, but don't lay that to heart. Just remember that anything you have today, you can lose tomorrow, except for the spiritual things of the kingdom of God. And that's what we need to focus on. We need to lay up treasures in heaven, not treasures upon the earth. So you don't want to be greedy.
Amen.
And of course, we know that greed often leads to violence, which it speaks of here in verse 19 when it says, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. And of course, we know that the love of money is the root of all evil, according to the scriptures. We can see how that fits into what Solomon is saying here in these Proverbs. Verse 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. There are some people out there who actually hate knowledge. They want to be simple. They just want to sit back and take it easy and not consider the deep things of God and never stop to think about what's happening around them and what it all means. They just want to take it easy. But the people who do that, they're going to find that there's going to be fear in their life and not the good kind. We'll see that in a minute. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. You know, if you do hearken unto the Lord, if you do follow his word, if you do obey him, he will pour out his spirit upon you. And the fear which affects so many people in the world today will not affect you. You can be free of that. Because I have called, and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. You know, if you're not living in righteousness, if you're not serving the Lord and fear comes upon you, God's not going to feel sorry for you. So you need to make sure you are in obedience to God.
Amen.
When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. You know, there comes a point when it's too late to repent. And we don't want to find ourselves in that situation. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. In other words, we'll be in a calm state, we'll be at peace, and we won't be in fear. It's kind of interesting because in a lot of places in the scripture where it tells you that fear the Lord, in subsequent verses it also tells you not to be afraid. So by fearing the Lord, in other words, respecting Him and showing Him reverence and obeying Him, that is how we can be free of the other type of fear, the terror, and the anguish, the distress, and be free of all of that simply by fearing the Lord. Let's continue on in Proverbs. We'll look at chapter 2 now. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. We need to seek after God. We need to receive His words. We need to let them sink down deep into our hearts. We need to take them and embrace them. We need to seek them out.
Yes.
As silver, as hid treasures, which after we find will become our treasures in heaven. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. If you want wisdom, if you want knowledge, and if you want understanding, you have to get it from the Lord. It doesn't come from anywhere else. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of His saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. If you fear the Lord, you will have this understanding. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. Now the word froward there, that means willfully contrary or not easily managed. In other words, obstinate, wayward, and disobedient. That's what the word froward means. And of course, those who are froward obviously do not fear the Lord. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness, to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil. You know, some people love to do evil. They rejoice in doing evil. And of course, those are people who definitely do not fear the Lord. And delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they froward in their paths. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God. Oh, we never want to forget the covenant with our God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again. Neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. We know that in the new heavens and the new earth, that the people of God will inherit. The wicked won't be there. They're going to be cut off. And the unfortunate consequence of their disobedience to God will mean they spend eternity in hell. We do not want to find ourselves in that situation. Let's look now at Proverbs 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. If you keep the commandments of the Lord, you can be at peace. That's really the only way to be at peace, to have true peace. You know, they often speak of peace out in the world, but the peace they claim to have is a false peace. If you want real, genuine peace, you need to keep the commandments of the Lord. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. If you want the Lord to direct your paths, he's willing to do that. Just put your trust in the Lord. Trust in him with all your heart. Don't rely on your own wisdom or your own understanding, because the wisdom and understanding of men is folly. The only wisdom that matters is the wisdom that we get from God. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. So we see here time and time again, we're admonished to fear the Lord. And of course, that's a fear that doesn't put us in anguish, it doesn't put us in sorrow, it doesn't... You know, it's not a fear in which we're afraid, it's a fear of respect. And that's something we definitely need to understand and take to heart. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. You know, if you give to the Lord, he's going to give you so much back, you won't know what to do with it. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. You know, from time to time, we may jump the track a little bit and do things we shouldn't do. And in some cases, the Lord will correct us. And that's actually a good thing. If the Lord corrects you, that means he loves you. So we should accept that, and if we do find ourselves in sin, then we need to repent of that and accept that correction from God and get ourselves back on the straight and narrow path. Amen. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. You know, wisdom from the Lord is better than all the money in the world. Amen. All the jewels, all the precious metals, none of that can compare to the wisdom we receive from the Lord. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. You know, if you live in a life in obedience to God, and if you fear the Lord, you'll even be able to sleep at night.
Amen.
You'll be at peace. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. And of course, that is that other type of fear, the type of fear we don't want, and the type of fear we can avoid by fearing the Lord. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. And of course, we can apply this as a spiritual principle. If we fear the Lord, we don't have to worry about the devil coming in and laying hold on our lives. He can't take control of our lives. In other words, he won't be able to take our feet out from under us.
That's right.
Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in thy power, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. These are all concepts, wisdom that we can obtain from the Lord, wisdom that we will have if we fear the Lord. And of course, you know, there are powerful people in this world, and some of them are very evil, and they oppress the people, but don't be envious of them. This is all only temporary anyway, and they are going to receive judgment in the end, so there's no need to envy the oppressors, and don't envy the power they wield over the people of this world. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. So if you want to have wisdom, and if you want to inherit glory, you must fear the Lord. I believe that is the point of emphasis Solomon was trying to make in these Proverbs. Now, what I'd like to do is look at a psalm, Psalm 34. Over the last few years, this is one psalm that just keeps coming back to me. It's become one of my favorites.
Amen.
Of course, like I said earlier, they're all good, but this one, I really love it. And it just shows how the Lord will deliver us from fear and from our troubles if we put our faith and our trust in the Lord. If we cry out to God, He will hear us. He will deliver us, and we will not be living in fear. Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to magnify the Lord.
Amen.
You know, we should worship and praise him every day. We should love to praise our Lord. His praise should continually be in our mouths. Verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. If you seek the Lord, he will deliver you from your fears. If you seek him with a whole heart, that's a lesson we all need to learn. You know, sometimes we forget that, and then fear will come in like a flood. It'll come in upon us. I've experienced that already. I have to do a lot of research for the newsletter I write, and there are so many things going wrong in this world. People might read the newsletter and wonder, is it really as bad as he makes it sound? Well, actually, it's worse. Most of the time, what I put in the newsletter is just the tip of the iceberg. And that's okay. We know that as we get closer to the return of our Savior, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So that's to be expected. Things are not going to get better. They're going to get worse. But that's okay, because we have the Lord on our side, and He will deliver us from our fears as long as we seek Him with a whole heart. I'll read verse 4 again because I like it. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. O fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. And that's a good concept. If you have children, you need to teach them the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And of course, as I said earlier, the only way to truly be at peace is to fear the Lord. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Sometimes things happen and you have a broken heart, but the Lord's right there with you in all your troubles, and He is ready and willing to deliver you out of all your trouble, out of all your fears. Just need to seek Him with a whole heart and have a contrite spirit. Those are the type of people who receive God's salvation. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. There will be many afflictions in this world, but we will receive deliverance from God. We can be assured of that. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of His servants, and none of them that trust in Him shall be desolate. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you want to be redeemed, if you want to be delivered from your fears, you need to fear the Lord. That's the lesson we can learn from Psalm 34, and there are so many portions of Scripture that really bring home that point. I'd now like to go to the New Testament, Luke chapter 12. And we'll read a small portion of Scripture here. Luke chapter 12, verse 1, we read, In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trode one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. You know, all the secrets of the evildoers in this world will be revealed eventually. You can't hide from God. And of course, it's very important that we're not hypocrites. That's something Jesus warned us against time and time again. And we know that the Pharisees, the religious elite of that time, were indeed hypocrites. That is what Jesus is warning of in these first verses of chapter 12. Verse 3. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear and closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And I say unto you, my friends, isn't that nice? He called him his, you know, he referred to them as his friends. That's a wonderful thing, and we too can be the friends of Jesus. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that can kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. You know, the worst thing men can possibly do to you is kill you, but if you're one of God's children, that's not a real horrible thing. You know, in this world, it sometimes can seem, you know, like the worst possible thing that could happen to you, but we shouldn't fear that so much. Rather, we should fear where we spend eternity. We should focus on that. We should fear the Lord. For it is He who determines our ultimate destination. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. You know, God even loves the little birds. Actually, the Bible speaks to birds fondly in numerous places, and Jesus obviously loved birds because he spoke of them on more than one occasion. And, you know, if he loves the little sparrows, then just imagine how much more he loves you, the child of God. Praise the Lord. So we don't have to fear death. If we put our hope and our trust in the Lord, if we fear the Lord by showing Him respect and reverence, and if we obey His commandments, we don't have to fear death. And that's a comforting thing. Praise the Lord. I'd now like to go to the book of 1 John, chapter 4. And this is of course a wonderful chapter. 1 John chapter 4. I'll wait a moment so everyone can get there. In 1 John chapter 4, it tells us, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And that has never been more true than it is today. Amen. You know, I find it kind of remarkable. There are many self-proclaimed prophets out there, and they'll proclaim that something is going to happen, and it doesn't happen, and yet people still believe what these men say. You'd think they would figure out eventually that they're false prophets. Actually, if someone claims to be a prophet and they prophesy falsely once, then they are a false prophet and not a true prophet. So, true prophets of God have a 100% rating. They're always correct in what they say, because what they say comes from God and not from man, not from themselves. So there are many false prophets today. Of course, this isn't really a point of emphasis for this message, but since it's in this chapter, I just thought I'd talk about that for a minute. Amen. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. There definitely is a spirit of Antichrist rising up in this world, and it's only getting worse. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You know, if you have the Spirit of God dwelling inside you, then you have something in you greater than all the power in this world. And through the Spirit of God, we are able to overcome. But to receive that Spirit of God, you must first fear the Lord. If you don't fear the Lord, you cannot receive the Spirit of God. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. That is the ultimate expression of love. That Jesus would come into this world and that he would willingly go to the cross, suffer and die, so that we may be redeemed. There is no expression of love greater than that. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. If you want to get that agonizing fear out of your life, that fear that keeps you awake at night, that fear that torments you, fear the Lord, love the Lord. And of course, if you love the Lord, you will love your brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. That's what these scriptures tell us here. Verse 19, we love Him because He first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? So obviously that verse there is very serious. You know, if someone claims to love God and hates his Christian brother or sister, then he's lying. It tells us right here in the scriptures. Our love is perfected in Christ. And if we love God, if we truly love God with all our hearts, if we fear Him, if we show Him reverence, and if we obey Him, we will love each other. If we don't love our Christian brothers and sisters, then obviously we don't really, truly fear the Lord. And this commandment have we from Him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. So it's very important to have no hatred in your heart. We all need to love each other with godly love. Praise the Lord. But there is a lot of distress in this world, and there is a lot of trouble. We need to learn to rely on God, to put our hope and our trust in Him, and He will give us rest from the trouble all around us. I'd like to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 now for a few verses. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. You know, there are a lot of people in this world today who handle the Word of God deceitfully. They try to make it say something that it doesn't say. But, you know, if there are portions of the Scripture that we have trouble understanding, then we need to just seek God and ask Him to open our understanding. And I believe He will do that for us if we truly seek Him with a whole heart. Amen. But we don't need to twist the Scriptures. We don't need to try to make them say something they don't say, just because we don't like what it really says. Actually, that's the way a lot of religions get formed. That's one of the reasons there are so many denominations of Christianity out there today. It's because, you know, they read the Bible and they come across a portion of the Scripture they don't like, so they twist it around and interpret it in their own way, and then all of a sudden you have a new religion.
That's right.
I believe that most of the time the Bible says what it intends to say, it is easy to be understood. If you know, a lot of times it speaks plainly, and we don't need to twist it around. Verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Now, you'll notice in verse 4, it has God in lowercase there. That's not speaking of our God. That's actually speaking of the devil, who happens to be the God of many of the people in this world. That's why it says that there. We don't want any confusion. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Yes. And we don't want to hide that light that God has given us. We want to be a witness, an example. We are ambassadors for Christ in this world.
Amen.
Verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. You know, if you fear the Lord, you can be at peace, even though there's trouble all around us. Or as the Apostle Paul wrote, troubled on every side, we don't have to be distressed. We can be perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. We can have that kind of peace if we fear the Lord. Glory to God. I'd like to go to one last portion of Scripture before we close. Just a small portion of Scripture. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4 and going down to verse 35. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. So here we have Jesus traveling and with his disciples, and had some ships, and it says there were other little ships there, and we'll see now that a great storm is about to come up. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. It must have been quite a storm. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Oh, he cares. He cares about each and every one of us. But he was at peace. He was actually asleep. Even as the great storm was tormenting the others. But Jesus, he was in full control, and it tells us in verse 39, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Of course, there are many storms in this life, and of course, there's spiritual storms, they affect all of us. And we need Jesus. We need Jesus to calm those storms in our life. And he's willing to do that for us. He can rebuke those storms just as he rebuked the storm there. And you know, the devil, he'll bring storms into your life, and he wants you to be fearful. He wants you to be afraid. But if you fear God, you don't have to fear what the devil tries to do to you. You can be secure in the Lord. You can rest in the Lord. You can be at peace. The storms of this life will pass. But if we fear the Lord, we give Him honor, love, respect, and reverence, we will be at peace. And ultimately, we'll move from this life to the next and dwell with Him in eternity. And that's what we want more than anything. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to close with a prayer. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the many lessons in Thy Scripture. We thank Thee for the wisdom that Thou givest us through Thy Spirit. We thank Thee for Thy many spiritual blessings which Thou hast bestowed upon us. We ask that this word would sink down deeply into our hearts and that we would not forget Thy Scriptures. We ask that Thy Spirit would bring them to remembrance constantly and that Thou wouldst deliver us from all ungodly fear. As we live our lives humbly before Thee in subjection to Thy will and Thy word, I ask that Thou wouldst be here today within the hearts of each and every one of us. Bless each and every one of us, I pray. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I guess we'll sing a chorus in closing. I know we sang it earlier, but it's a good one, so we'll sing it again. Number 78, Keep On Walking By Faith.
Amen.
Keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. I know He won't deny me. He's walking right beside me. Keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. I know He won't deny me. He's walking right beside me. Keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. I know He won't deny me. He's walking right beside me. Keep on walking by faith.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You're dismissed unto prayer.
Amen.